from your
heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. New Man Podcast. Tune in every day. Please tune in every day. All streaming platforms.
All streaming platforms. Check me out. Real.
I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Cause when Christ get on that cross, bro, my life forever changed. I'm a new man. Justified by faith. His love and grace, I'll forever embrace. I'm a new man. Transformed by grace. Justified by faith. Jesus took my place. I'm a new man. Redeemed and free. His sacrifice I receive, I believe. Yeah. I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Nope. Cause when Christ got on that cross, my life forever changed.
Yeah.
I'm sharing this message far and near.
Dear.
Letting the world know that we ain't got nothing to fear. Yeah. I'm a new man. Justified by faith, his love and grace. I'll forever embrace.
Yeah.
I'm a new man. Transformed by grace, justified by faith. Jesus took my place.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can say that over and over again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done for us. You rain down on the just and the unjust. You give us all a second chance. Every time we wake up in the morning, we got another chance. It's a happiness value that we have by just being able to wake up in the morning, because some people didn't. And yesterday was their last day on this planet Earth. Think about what I'm saying to you. That when you close your eyes, you have to face God for all the things that you've done and all of the chances that you had. 50 years, 49 years, 20 years to wake up every morning to do the same thing. Always on the hustle or chase or for money or fame or clout, when you could open that good book and ask God to forgive you of the sins that you've made against him. The sins for just waking up into the world as a baby. We have innate sins that just coming into the atmosphere gives you. And to be forgiven of them, and to walk each day walking and learning and growing and teaching people how to talk to God is our duty, is our job. Man, God is so good. But today I want to talk to you about the great importance of the concept of living in the last days and our journey to go towards heaven. The last days, the term the last days is often used to describe the period of time leading up to the second coming of Christ. In the Bible, it's a time characterized by increased turmoil, moral decay, and turning away from God. Recognizing the signs. Jesus spoke about the signs of the end times in Matthew 24. He mentioned wars and rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes, false prophets. While these events are troubling, Jesus reminds us not to be alarmed, for these things must happen before the end comes. Living righteously. In these challenging times, it is more important than ever to live righteously. We are called to be a light in the darkness, to show love, kindness, and compassion to all. We must strive to live according to God's commandments and teachings. Faith in Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of our salvation. John 14:6 tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except